Proclamation number 7898, dated the May 22nd, 1961. The father speaks to his children. Oh, if only you would comply with my message, if only you would accept my word and seriously consider it in your heart and live accordingly. Then you would surely experience the strength of my words. You would become clearly aware that your father, who loves his children and only wants the best for their future happiness, has spoken to you. Time and again I tell you that only my deep love for you prompts me to speak to you, and that my infinite love is the reason for everything you see around you, for everything you experience. And thus I repeatedly give you evidence of my love for you, but you fail to become aware of it. You demand other evidence in order to accept that my revelations are true. Every one of you wants to be spoken to himself, and yet I am speaking to all of you and my word sounds from above. But consider this, you originated from me as my living creations, and as my children you shall return to me again. You will have to accomplish this transformation into children yourselves. And it is up to you yourselves if and when you achieve it. If you seriously intend to reach the goal during your earthly existence, then you will accomplish this change of your innermost being. You will establish a connection with me in your heart, and thus you will also be able to hear me speak to you in your heart and be happy. Then you are restoring the right kind of relationship as between a child and its father by yourselves. And then the father will also speak to his child. The child will be able to hear its father's voice within itself and no longer doubt that the father himself is speaking to his child. Thus, this maturity is required by a person to whom I would speak directly. But mere words cannot prove this close relationship, and you should not only believe that you have shaped yourselves into children, but should endeavor to become your father's true children. The purpose of my message from above is to encourage my living creations to conduct themselves in a manner which turns them into true children, who fulfill their father's every will and to whom I can also speak like a father to his children. My word from above informs you time and again of my boundless love for you. My love is so immense that I bestow you with the undeserved grace of hearing me myself, although you have not yet achieved the degree of maturity to be worthy of it. But since my love towards you has not diminished, it overlooks your faulty condition and grants you grace in abundance. And you humans should deem the receipt of my word as one such grace, by which I inform you that my being consists of love, wisdom and power. And whoever accepts my word also knows that he is forever pursued by my love, that it cares for and protects him, that it will not let him go astray, and that it wants to prepare eternal happiness for him. Therefore he needs no further evidence of my love, because his heart can feel it as soon as it does voluntarily opened itself. And then the person also knows that he is and will remain my child, because then he will constantly be aspiring to reach me, because he reciprocates the love I give to him, and subsequently he is closely united with me. But every formality is unfamiliar to him, his inner life is entirely spiritually oriented, the external life hardly ever affects him. He will only emit love, and this is the sign of his soul's maturity and not words and gestures which anyone can use even when the maturity of soul has not yet been achieved. For this reason you should never judge an external appearance either, because it can conceal an inner life which you cannot see but which is known to me at all times. Nor should you accept my word with your intellect alone, but accept it deep within your heart, and it will work on and within you when you live in accordance with it and thus fulfill my will. Because the word itself shall and will indeed convince you as soon as your will is turned towards me, as soon as you sincerely aspire towards the Father, from whom you once came forth. Amen.